WJTL bringing you the afters. I will fear no more. Birthday boy Mark Schultz. Prior to that, I have been there. Hey, good morning. It's 7:02.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Thursday going out to you. Lisa Lannis wants to play your requests and dedications tomorrow at 5. Listen for your cue to call. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com, or you can even post your requests on Facebook each Friday afternoon for the Friday Requests and Dedication Hour. Happens right here on FM 90.3 WJTL at 5 p.m.
Our very special guest today from CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship of Lancaster County, Kathleen Walter is here. She's the Director of Development. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So great to have you here. Thank you for bringing your smile to to the studio this morning. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yes, I would love to say jumbo to all my Congolese friends and hello to my Sunrise Runners, the staff at CEF who are fabulous. My family, my kids, Zach, Reese, Nadia, and Corbin, my husband, Todd, who has a birthday Monday. Happy birthday,
happy
honey.
Happy birthday, Todd.
And my sweet mom, Nancy Soisman.
Sweet Nancy.
Yes.
That's great.
Gotta give mom a shout out, right?
Everybody needs to give mom a shout out.
Yeah. So tell us about Child Evangelism Fellowship of Lancaster CEF. Tell us what you guys are doing.
Yeah. So we do the Good News Clubs, which many people are familiar with. They're the after-school Bible clubs. And thank you, COVID. We couldn't meet in the schools last year,
right.
But thank you, God, we are back in the schools this year.
That's
so
awesome.
We are starting up, Lord willing, in October. We'll be doing our after-school Bible clubs. They're typically right after school lets out until about 5 o'clock. Kids hear a Bible lesson, missionary story, learn a Bible verse, sing songs. And they have small group mentoring, which is really great because that's when the kids open up and share what's going on in their lives.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How many schools is CEF in our area?
We are currently running 20 clubs this year, and we are in all but, I think, 3 school districts right now.
That's amazing.
And that's post-COVID. So pre-COVID, we were in all but 1 school district, I think. So, you know, we're getting there.
Yeah. Must take a lot of volunteers.
Yes, please volunteer. If you love Jesus and you love children, sign up. We train you, we equip you. We would never send you in there without knowing what to do. And we do run all those great background checks and everything too to make sure kids are safe because that's vitally
Very
important. Yeah.
You must have great stories about how God has worked through CEF.
Oh my gosh, yes. You know, we had 33 clubs pre-COVID, and we reached over 1,150 kids. And had 117 kids come to Christ. Now, that was pre-COVID.
Right.
Numbers have dropped, but the stories are there. So I was in a club recently, and we only had 15 kids in that club. But one little girl raised her hand and said, "Can I talk to you about my friends have an issue?" I said, "Sure." She said, "Their parents are going through a divorce." "Oh, that must be really hard." She said, "Yeah, I know, because my parents got divorced."
Wow.
I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And she said, "Yeah, and then my mom died." I said, oh my goodness. Lord. Yeah, then my dad got married. Oh, okay. Well, then my dad died. And I'm looking at this little girl and I said, "Well, who do you live with now?" And she lives with her dad's wife, her stepmom.
Wow.
And just to be able to have her open up and share her heart and pray with her and point her to the Lord who loves her so much as he loves every single person. Mm-hmm. Just, we really had a great bond, and I just love this little girl and that she had that opportunity to open up and share what was going on in her life.
Wow.
So it's not just evangelism. Mm. Of course, we share the gospel every single week. We want children to know Jesus as Savior, but it's also discipling children in the Word of God and connecting them to a local church so that they can learn about Christian living. Because Good News Club ends, and then we need to get them into the church.
Yeah.
So we're looking for churches to open their doors to our Good News Club kids as well.
So if folks want to make that same kind of connection and impact with students, or if a church wants to get involved, what's the easiest way for them to contact you to find out if they could be a part?
Yeah, the best way is to go on our website. So our website is ceflancaster.org. C as in cat, E as in elephant, F as in frog. Let's
there
do it that
go.
Way.
There
Animal, ceflancaster.org.
There you go, ceflancaster.org. And I understand that you have a banquet coming up too.
Yes, sir, we do. I'm so excited to be able to do an in-person banquet. Last year we had a fun treasure hunt that was through the mail and everything, and it worked out great. People were so wonderful. But this year, October 14th, Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. Block your calendar. We'll be at the Wyndham in Lancaster. It used to be the host. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Walt Mueller from the Center for Parent Youth Understanding will be our guest speaker.
Great.
If you don't know Walt, you need to come hear him. He knows all things youth culture.
It's definitely
true. He's good, for sure.
Yeah. So check it out online, cflancaster.org. That banquet coming up October 14th. We'll talk with Kathleen more about that and more about CEF Lancaster, too. For King and Country and Evan Kraft next.